Well, that's a fair reflection, the fact that, you know, they won the game, simple as that, Miles. You can crib and cry all you want. We had enough chances to put the game to bed. We started well, went a goal up, and then I felt we sort of sat back on our lead and gave away a goal before half-time. And despite dominating the second half and hitting the bar and hitting the post and wasting maybe numerous other good situations, we caught them with a sucker punch in the 94th minute. So you don't take your chances, you pay the price, simple as that.
And you know, well, it's hard to explain to as to why any particular player missed chances, but you were presumably relatively confident going into this game.
Yeah, we would have been reasonably confident going into the game. A lot of our boys wouldn't play a lot of matches on the Astro surface, which is, you know, extremely quick in that. But you know, I don't want to use that as an excuse. They have enough experience of playing on it over the years as well. But we just didn't push on. We didn't want a lot to, you know, we had chances. Probably unlucky with a couple of them. Brendan McLaughlin was at the bar once, and the same player at the post. You know, and one of them was from a very, very tight angle. One of them then, you know, around the keeper and the defender. And the last defender then got a nick on the ball, just took it onto the crossbar. But we had other chances as well, mate, so we didn't put them away on the night. And, you know, that's always, you're always run the risk of being caught on the counter-attack, and that's just what happened to us last night.
You had some new players in, some of the other people not on the team from last year. Of course, you're in the final last year. And did that maybe make a difference?
No, I think, you know, it's sort of a collective thing. You know, a lot of boys maybe didn't play maybe as well as you would expect them to play. But at the same time, we had enough possession and we created enough chances. And we just didn't finish off our chances. I would have been reasonably happy with any of the new boys that come in and they give a good account of themselves. And we just have to regroup now and look forward to a two-legged playoff against Donegal. Unfortunately, one of us is going to go out in the early stage of the competition this year. But, you know, you can't take anything for granted. All leagues want to go as far as they can in the competition. And we just have to regroup now and look forward to the challenge that Donegal are going to present.
Yeah, this is going to be a two-legged affair. Are dates, times and venues decided as yet?
No dates, times and venues decided, because obviously we're waiting on the result of last night's games to see, mm-hmm. you know, tie down. But I know the Donegal League are meeting this week, and we have a meeting ourselves this week. So hopefully in the middle of the week we'll be able to tie down a couple of dates.
And who will decide who's at home first?
Good question. I would imagine it's going to be a toss of coin, you know, for that, to see who goes at home first. But again, that'll all have to be thrashed out during the week.
What's the idea of the change in format for this Oscar Traynor Trophy competition?
Well, not really sure, mate, to be honest. From our perspective, we were happy enough to go with the league format, because it guaranteed all leagues three games, mm-hmm. and, you know, give you a chance to introduce new players gradually and things like that. But I think the overall thinking behind it from the FAI Junior Council was to cut down on travel and cut down on costs.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but it probably would be a fair reflection of the two better teams coming out of that from a league point of view rather than a knockout.
Yeah, absolutely. We would have been much more in favour of playing your three group games and then going on to the knockout stages. And, you know, the last number of years there's four teams in the group and two teams qualified, so mm-hmm. you know, you have three chances at it and you're playing games. You have no excuses if you're not good enough to get into the top two over three games. You know, so look, I mean, we would have been more in favour of that.
And what has happened to Sligo Leitrim League that were in that group?
Sligo Leitrim League now have gone into a Connacht group along with Galway, Mayo and Clare.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those games will be taking place quite soon, will they?
Probably there'll be at least one before Christmas and then one maybe in the new year, or we might even go for two before Christmas. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to the Donegal League. And we agree dates, and we'll let you know them as soon as we have them sorted ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, continue training?
Yeah, we have a cross-border game coming up. We play for the Gregory Kearney Cup against the Saturday Morning League. So we're trying to tie down a date for that midweek now in the next couple of weeks. And we'll also keep the boys on a Friday night as well to keep it ticking over now that we have started.